This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. In Chile, a dictator's henchman fatally poisoned a former president. I know it sounds like a storyline from a political thriller, except it's true. Authorities say Augusto Pinochet's regime administered poison to former President Eduardo Frei during a hospital visit in 1981. He died weeks later, the truth unknown until now. The allegations come as Chileans vote for a new president today. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports.
Pinochet's brutal regime killed, tortured, disappeared, and exiled thousands. But there's perhaps no better known or beloved victim than Eduardo Frei Montalva. A robust 71 in 1981, he had emerged as the most potent adversary of Pinochet's dictatorship. And then he went to the hospital for surgery. It turns out Frei was given mustard gas and thallium. His condition worsened. He died in early 1982. After years of investigating, Judge Alejandro Madrid ruled this week that Pinochet needed to silence Frei. But the regime couldn't carry out the kind of very public assassinations used to eliminate opponents in the past. The judge's report came in the midst of festive campaigning ahead of today's presidential elections. The news isn't expected to affect the vote, though the candidates have lately been focusing more on human rights. Including Sebastián Piñera, a conservative businessman who leads in the polls. His main opponent is Edward Frei Ruiz Tagle, the former president's son. Piñera makes it a point to say he opposed Pinochet and that it's time to leave the past behind. The judge's investigation, though, shows that Pinochet's shadow remains large here, even 3 years after the strongman's death. Judge Madrid has charged six people in connection to Frei's death. They included a doctor close to the former president, his driver, and the pathologist who covered up the killing. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Santiago.